They go through and handle all those levels of belief to raise your level of belief. If you're listening to the affiliate and member development series, if you're listening to the tools, your level of belief automatically goes up over time. If you're reading the books, your level of belief automatically goes up over time. If you go to the major functions like family reunion and the cruise, the next one's coming up, your level of belief automatically rises. Your belief in yourself goes up. Your fear goes away. Blockages go away. And you attain more levels of success. So we're at the point where now we are having the meeting after the meeting. At this point, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you have a person who basically at this point should have enough information to make a decision. The decision is, I absolutely have no interest in joining Gin as a member or an affiliate. And if that is the decision, good. There's nothing wrong with that decision. The first thing you have to understand is it's perfectly okay if somebody says, I do not want to join Gin as a member or an affiliate. So number one, and you can write it down, number one is it's okay if they say no. It's okay if they don't want to join as a member or an affiliate. It's okay. If you are okay with that and you know it's okay, and you allow that person the knowledge energetically that it's okay, it'll work better. Write down this phrase. Give someone the right to say no, and you've given them the ability to say yes. Give someone the right to say no, and you gave them the ability to say yes. When you give someone the right, when you allow them the right, when you allow them the option of saying no and knowing that it's okay, you've given them the ability to say yes. Let me give you an example. How many times have you gone into a store and the clerk is behind the counter? Clerk is behind the counter, you walk in, the clerk says, hello. And you say, well, I'd like to look at some jewelry. Certainly. We have some lovely diamond rings, we have some lovely, what would you like? Well, I'm looking for a bracelet. We have some lovely bracelets. This is darling, it looks perfect on you. And you put it on, and you say, well, how much is this? It's only $4,597. Not too expensive, is it? Oh, no, no, not too expensive at all. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to think about it. You're not going to think about it. You're not buying it, are you? Why did you lie to him? Why didn't you just say, no, I'm definitely not going to buy this. He's not giving you the right to say no. Think about it. He didn't give you the right to say no. If you give somebody the right to say no and make it easy for them to say no, acceptable for them to say no, you've given them the ability to say yes. Very powerful, energetic. Very powerful. And the phrase that gives someone the right to say no, the phrase of the phrases that I wrote down, the phrase is, you know your situation better than I do, and whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. Of all the phrases that I gave you, those two combined are magical. You know your situation better than I do, which is an accurate statement, isn't it? You know your situation better than I do. I mean, I know you, but I don't know you that well, and I certainly don't know your feelings, your situation. You know it better than me. So whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. How can I challenge that? These are releasing people's fears. It's taking the pressure off.